We are holding Daf Ayin Ches Amud Aleph on top. Again, the last shaila was that Omamar Talmud Lemit says Tiyenu. From the word Tiyenu, we learn out that the challahs have to be 10 apiece by the Lach Metoido. So the Lord of Kash was my Tamud. How do we know this from? So on top, now the Gemara says Ayin Ches Amud Aleph on top. Omar Rab Yitzchok Bar Avdimi Tiyenu Ksiv. It says the word Tiyenu, which is an extra Yud. Rashi says Betrei Yudin. Techad Yudim Yaser. One extra Yud here is comes to teach us Lach Metoido, that they should be made from 10. So now the chometz part of it should be made from 10 lechems. Tienuksiv. Samura says, maybe Ema, what am I say though? Asara Kepizi. Maybe means to say you have to have 10 Kepizi. Rashi says Kepizi is a chatzi kabayim, a chatzi of a kav. How do we know to say it's talking about a nisorin, a tenth of an ephah? Maybe the shear is Asara Kepizi, not Asara Yisroinus. Samura says, Amarovo, the Yisroinus, Dibra Kosev, no, the Pasha before is talking about a Nisarin. Rashi said, Dimimai Demai Rapasha, Karmaba. What we're talking about in this Pasha, we have a rebirth from the word Tiyeno. Over Pasha Ksiv, Shtayim, Shnei Yisroinim. It says Shnei Yisroinim. So kids, it talks about Yisroinim here also. It's Marba, but Lachme Taida, it has to be made from Yud Yisroinim. Is Lomad, we learn out from Yataka, Asar Lachometz. From this limit of Tiyen, we learn out that the ones that are brought from chometz, the one type of chometz that's brought to Lach Meteido, you have to have 10 of them. And each one is an Isorin. Sasa uses up to 10 Isorin, 1/8 for the chometz. Now, Asar Lamatzah, you have to use the other half, the 10 Isorinim, for the three types of matzah. Minayin, how do we know this from? Talmud Lema, the Pasuk of Yikra says, Al Chalois Lechem Chometz, means to say, Kineged chometz hove matzah. The same amount that you bring for chometz, the same amount you should bring for matzah. Even though by matzah there are three types, the chalois, the rekikim, and the revuchim, but still it says, al chalois lechem means ze kineged ze. So more is the question though still, v'chidover halomet behekish, chayzu malamet behekish, something you learn out from a hekish. That something in itself you only know from a hekish, could you learn out someplace else by kosher for another hekish? Like here, even the chalos of chometz, how do we know to say you have to use the tenas reinim? We're running out from Xerah Shava from the shtei halechem. It says with the shtei halechem, yisorin lechalo. So from that hekish, we're learning out that it says that the lach meitoid also is ten, is yisorin lechalo. So even that the chometz dekachalos are an yisorin is from a hekish. So how could you use a hekish now to learn out to the matzah's part? I bakachim some hold that a thing that learns out from hekish, you can't be chayzim lam of a hekish. Samara says no. The Samara says, I'll tell you over here. Heimenu v'dover acharu. Here it's a case of heimenu from it and a dover achar. V'chol heimenu v'dover achar, lo yavi hekish. This is not called a hekish. So Rashi explains, heimenu v'dover acharu klema. He have a malamed hachomitz al hamatzo isay dover atzmoi shulamed min shtei halechem isorim lechala moslemema. If you'd be learning out the exact same thing that's an isorim for chala, you could have a kasha, it's a hekish, it can't be chayzim malamed. But the b'shat over here, that the hekish is, that the chomitz, there's two things, that the lachmet toydi there are ten. That we're learning out from the word tiyenu. Now the question is though, how do you know it's ten esroinim? So that's the malamed that we're learning out from Shtelechem, that's an Isorin apiece. But after it's 10, it says by itself that it's 10. So we're learning out now the 10 Isorinim back to the Matzis, that's called Hemen Abudav Racher. Part of it says by itself and part of something else. So this is not a problem from a Hekish. So Mora says, no, this also is a Machlekis. That this is not in the category of a Hekish to say the Bakochim can learn back again. Elu Laman Diyam Heavy Hekish. No, even if this, Hemenu V'dov Racha, true, I'm learning by itself that it says by the Chometz, it has to be 10. That it says by itself, but you're also learning out something, the Hekish, that's a Nisorin apiece, that's also considered a Hekish. If so, how can we learn it back to the Matzah part, that you have to have 10 Isroinim, Alechutz Dov Lom V'Hekish, Michael Amemer, Samara says, Taviyu Ribuyu, I'll tell you here, it's a Riva Kro, it's not a real Hekish, but it's an extra Kro. Rashi said, Lehevi Lemichtav Taviyu, Gabish Te'alechem, we didn't have to say it. Mishum Taimad Yom Liel, to have the command it's like a lemur, an extra posse to teach us, as if it says it in the Parasha Mamish by Lach Meitaida, that it's Chamtzika Lechems should be brought in Yisrael in a piece. Therefore, it's not considered a Dover Lama Behekish, but rather a Dover that says by its own Parasha, because of its extra word, Taviyu. Therefore, we can learn out of Hekish from the what the Lach is by the Chamtzika are, back to the Lach is of the Matzah. Now the Mishnah says, Hamiluyim Hoyuboyin Kematzah Shabbatoida. The Miluyim, that was Bishas the Mechanech the Mishkan by Moshe Rabbeinu, that it says that they brought the El Hamiluyim, so they had to bring Lechem with the El Hamiluyim. So they were brought three different types of matzah, the same way by Toida. There are three different types of matzah. There's the Chalos, there's the Rekikim, and the Revuchim. That the Mishnah says, Chalos, or Rekikim, or Revucha. And Chlami, the type of Chomitz was not by the El Hamiluyim. But the type of matzah, just like by the Toida, you have three types, who were then by the El Hamiluyim, that was the Shiva Shimei Hamiluyim, right before they put up the Mishkan, the Chinuch, they brought the three different types of matzahs. Now Hanezirus, when the Nozer brings his ayil, he would have to bring two out of the three types of matzah. The lachmei nozir, the two-thirds, and that is chalas rekikin. But v'yein b'revucha, by the nozir, his covenant, he does not have to bring revucha. Nimtza comes out, asora kabin yerushalmiyis, shein shisha esronios v'yadvayin. Meaning is in Yerushalmi's take a measurement, so there was 10 kabin. Out of the Lachmei Nozir, there were 5 kabin for the Chalis, and 5 kabin of flour for the Rekikim Matzis, which comes out in the Mid of Midborius, it was 6 Esroinos, 6 Esroinos, the Advayin, and that's 2/3 of an Isarin. Because we had before, for each min of the Lachmei Toida of the Matzis, there were 3 Esroinim, and a third. So it comes out here that you have to have two types. It's like 6 2/3 of an Isarin. That's how much flour in Midbarius is used for the Lachmei Nozir. Now the Gemara says, Minohan Mili, how do we know this? To say that by the Miluyim, where the Chalas that were brought from three types, that they were Chalas, Rekikin, and Revicha. How do we know this? Some Rav Chizda, Omarav. Omarav Choma Bagruya. So Chizda says over the name of Rav Choma Bagruya, the Yom HaKrok, as the Apostle says in the Yikra Ches, it says, Umisal HaMatzah, Hashem Lefnei Hashem, so it says, Lokach Chalas Matzah Achas, V'Chalas Lechem Shemin Achas, V'Rokuk Echod, that's what the Apostle says. Sumer says, Bishlem, when it says Chalos, means Chalos. Chalos means a cake, it means a cake like. Rekik means Rekik, that means like a wafer. Shemin Mai, when it says Shemin here, an oil cake, what does it mean? What's the lashon of Shemin Achas? Chalas Shemin. So Mai Nuna, what does it mean? Chalas Shemin. So Mar says, Lav Revucha. Doesn't mean to say Shemin Revucha means it should be like soaked in oil, like fried in the oil. We spoke about how Revucha was. You pour boiling hot water over it first. So that's this lashon of Shemin, Lechem Shemin Achas. Mask of La Ravavira. Amen, why don't I say no? Anoso Damasco. Maybe it just means a portion of oil, that's all. Not a cake, not flour. Just means Anoso Damasco. Maybe it just means you have to bring, you may not have to bring a portion of oil. Not in the mincha form. Elo Radigamor says, Kididorash Rav Nachman Barav Chizda. Mishmei the Rebbe Tavlo, the name of Rav Tavlo, but the Pesuk says, Zekor ben Aaron Abonov, Ashiach Rivu Lashem, B'yom Himoshach Oisoi. This is the special Kor ben Aaron Abonov has to bring, B'yom Chinuch when he first Himoshach Oisoi. So the question is, V'chima lo madnu lebonov, why are we learning out from Nibonov B'yom Himoshach? What are we learning out from over here? And what does the Bonov have to do with the Kain? Elamakesh Chinuchoi Leham Shachoi. Well, Makas the Chinuch, Doimah to the Hamshach when they anoint him. Ma Hamshach, just like when they anoint him. Revucha has to be done with Revucha, is Av Chinuch, Rodim by the Meluyim. The first time they did the Chinuch was also with Revucha. So even a kohen head, your b'shas is chinuch is done with hamshacha. So adin the chinuch by the meluyim is also done with revucha. That's how we learn out that by the meluyim they had this type of matzos of revucha. Om Rav Chisda, kohen gadol hamiskarav lavoido. A kohen gadol, when it first comes to do the avoido, when it comes close to do the avoido, means the tchila, the first avoid he does after his nimshach, is tzorach shtei esroin esweifa. He has to have a mincha from shtei esroinim of an eifa, 2/10 of an eifa. Achas laham shachoi, one is for the mishicha of the kohen gadol, v'yachas lechinuchoi, and one is now for the first time that he's doing the avoido. There's especially there'll be moshachim or put anoint him, and then also let him start doing the avoido. So therefore, you have to have two esroinus. Ma baravashi yomar shalosh. You have to have three esroinus of flour. For lo pligas no machlekes. Hod the yovar avoida kishukain hedjit. Hod lo yovar avoida kishukain hedjit. If he already did the avoida once when he was a kain hedjit, so you have already a chinuch also kain hedjit. So now all he has to have is just two esroinim. But if this kain gadol is appointed now, never before did the avoida, never had a chinuch also kain hedjit. Sinechonami, now he has to have three like menachas. One is for the chinuch stam of an avoida, one is for the chinuch of a kohen gadol, and one is for the mashicha of a kohen gadol. Then the Mishnah says, Nizirois ha'isabu ashte yodois kemata shebatoido. When a nazir brings his ale, his ayil, his korban, he has to bring 2/3, he has to bring chalas and rekikim. Tana rabbonim, Shlomo, when it says in the pasuk, Shlomo by the toido, when it says Loshinov Al Zevach Toidas Shlomov, so what's the word Shlomov doing? Is the Rabbis comes to include Shalmei Nozir, that when a Nozir brings a Shlomis also, La Seres Kabin Yerushalmis, that when a Nozir brings his Korbin, he also has to have a Mincha with it, and he has to have 10 Kabin Yerushalmis. Because 10 Kabin is like 2/3 of what was there for the Toida, but the Toida was 15 Kabin. Here you have to have 2/3, you have to have 10 kabin. So that's the limit over here, that asara kabin yerushalmis, or the revi'ah shemen, and also you have to have a revi'ah shemen, because by toidid was a chatzi lug shemen, chetziv was for chalis, or a kikin, the chetz l'revucha. And the Rashi says, because by the chomis there wasn't any shemen there. So there's a chatzi lug by the toida, half and half. So therefore there's a quarter for the chalis and for the kikin. Here also, by the nozer, they only bring his chalas and rekikin, he has to have revias of lug of shemen. Now, Yochlai would have thought to say, L'chol ma shalme binyin, that since there's a hekish of the shalme nozer to the matzis of a toido, so I would have thought to say, just like by the toido, there are three types of matzis. So maybe also the nozer has to bring all three types, maybe has to bring revuchas also. She Yochlai more says, because Yochlai l'chol ma shalme binyin, Talmudim, it says matzois. It says no. It says the word matzois. So that's only mashma two and not three. So Moshe says, "My Talmudim, what I learn now from this? Amar Papa, Dovah Shnema Boy Matzois LaFukir Revucha." Meaning to say, only the chalois and the rekikin. And it says the word matzois by them. Mashenkin by Revucha Lo Nema Boy Matzois. By Revucha does not say the word matzah there. So it means to exclude Revucha. Devei Reb Yishmael Tono. Matzois klal chalos rekikin is prat. It says the word matzah to klal and chalos rekikin is a prat. And so klal a prat, emichal lamashim a prat. When you have a klal and a prat, there's only in the klal what it says in the prat. Chalos rekikin in midiachrin aloi. That's why I know to say by the el nazir, by the shalmei nazir that the shlomim that the nazir brings, you only have to have chalos and rekikin and not revucha. Now the Mishnah says.